And you said he was where when he did his work in Mexico?
He was with Rice University in Houston.
So he's been, your son's been to a lot of schools.
Well, from Rice, he went to the Claremont Colleges, and then he went to University of California, Riverside, and then last year he moved on to University of California at Santa Cruz.
So in the 12 years that he's been out of school, he's been to a
he's
lot
been
of...
been around.
That's wonderful. That's very interesting.
He traveled quite a bit, you know.
Do you like to travel?
Work. Not very much, no.
Tell me about going over into Mexico from here. Is that something that people do every day or across the bridge?
What you mean, people coming from Mexico?
Well, do people in the town across the bridge trade here in...
Oh, yes. We have a trade now. Our business, you know. And it's been that way for a number of years, many years, you know. People from a radius around 100 miles in Mexico, they come and trade over here.
What about people here? Do they go?
Oh, people go and trade across the river.
Do they do that a lot?
Sir?
Is that done a lot?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, it's a two-way street, you know. But, you know, we get trade every day, you know, those buses run from all those towns about 60 or 70 miles in. On that highway to Monterey, and they come and trade over here.
What do they come here to buy that they can't buy there?
Well, mostly clothing, you know, and it's, they get better values, beef goods and all that, you know, and even groceries. They get much better values than what they get over in Mexico.
And what do people from here buy in Mexico?
Well, they buy some grocery items too, you know. They buy some meat over there.
Where were your parents born, sir?
My dad was born there in Mexico, town they call Mier.
Near here, or?
That's 9 miles from here. You know, most of these people, we descend from people that came to Mier in, I think it was 1751, that's when they established that town there. And, you know, those days it was part of Mexico. And that was the only place where they had schools in Mexico, you know. I mean, around this part of the country. And I think they had doctors here. It was a pretty good-sized town. But, you know, my father's folks, they had land over here that was ceded by them from the King of Spain, and they owned a house there in Mier, and they had a property over here, ranch over here on this side.
So they lived on both sides?
Yes, yes, they had a house here on this side and a house in Mier, and he went to school there, you know.
Now, when did your family moved here to Roma to live permanently?
My mother's folks lived here for a long, long time. They came from here, too, you know, but they were here for many years. I think they were the ones they were one of the first settlers over here, first family that came over here.
So your mother was born here in Roma?
Not here in Roma. She was born in a ranch, you know, here, Hebronville, but they had a home here.
So she was born up in Jim Hall County?
Yes, but it was Jim Hall County now. And Dad was born in Mier, you know, but he lived here most of his life. You know, he was a costume inspector before he even had his citizenship papers. Yeah, and he was a postmaster here for a long time, too.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, he got his citizenship papers, you know, because, you know, people they would cross the river anywhere, you know. They were considered citizens of both countries then, you know. I mean, they were really, they owned this land over here on this side. You know.